Hello, everybody, for an episode of Dualistic Unity Social. I am very excited about today, as Andrew and I have been hard at work since his arrival last week in Vancouver Island, or rather on Vancouver Island. And what I mean by hard at work is that we have been working with Fidelium, and Fidelium has been doing just a fantastic job of doing what they do. We were running a marathon live stream yesterday with the intention of raising some money for a campaign for Fidelium to raise awareness for them. And the kids decided that they were going to get together and actually do a live performance for us. And so they arranged to do so later at night at the end of the live stream. And it was great. It was great to see them. It was great to see like how well-spoken they were. And the fact that we managed to reach the goal of the marathon live stream yesterday was just fantastic. We reached the goal by the time the kids got there, and I know that just made their night. This is gonna be a great campaign coming up for them. If you would still like to donate anything at all to Fidelium in order to help raise more awareness for them, you can do so. QR code is on the screen, or you can go to dualisticunity.com/donate. And of course, your help is greatly appreciated. But aside from that, we've also been just filming a whole bunch of segments. We've got a cooking segment coming up. We've got a music segment coming up. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up. So I'm stoked. I'm going to pass this over to Andrew so he can babble for a little bit. Now I'm going to set up TikTok.
Oh yeah. Yesterday was a blast. How long were we on there? Seven hours.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun being able to interact with kids at that age. It was just really, really exciting and enjoyable, because I remember, you know, at that age, just, you know, the thought of even getting on a podcast or showing up on camera would have been way too overwhelming to even jump into. So, yeah, they all looked incredible doing it. They sounded incredible as they performed. And it was a lot of fun, because we can just get on here and chat about whatever's going on, and to be able to, you know, make something happen like that and just be involved in the situation. It was, it was incredible. So, what else? Yeah, the segments we got going.
Chili. For sure. You know, that all said, though, I really want to bring this back to the conversation that we were having pre-show. Uncertainty.
Yes.
And the realization, or rather the recognition, that this is really not easy. Like, when it comes to embracing uncertainty, it's not like it's a, oh, yeah, everything is uncertain. I'm just going to go about my life. Your brain doesn't like that. Like, your brain has been training itself over your entire lifetime to invest in false certainty, so that way you could digest reality a little bit at a time. So you would invest in something that was a superficial or simplistic concept of the world, let's say, for example, until you were strong enough or you had enough context to widen that perspective. You know, a typical example of this would be viewing the government as immediately to be a good thing, because that's a very superficial concept of the government, but it provides a lot of comfort. It provides a lot of sense of security and control. And then over time, as you grow up, you're like, oh, well, wow, you know, the government's actually full of a lot of different departments, and not all of those departments do I agree with. So maybe not the government, quote unquote, is this one specific thing, but maybe there's a little bit more to that. And then later on, again, as you get to know more about yourself, you realize that the government doesn't really exist per se. It's just a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people just like you. And even then you're like, well, then the concept of the government isn't the government at all. And so that all starts to fade away. But you require a certain degree of strength in yourself, a certain degree of faith in yourself, to allow yourself to see the world like that, because there is no certainty in that nuance. Then all of a sudden, getting rid of that superficial, simplistic concept, it is good. You end up with a whole bunch of gray area where it just is. And if for it to just be what it is, you have to be okay just being what you are. You know, and so we're going through this in stages, and we tend to think like, no, I just need to go, I'm good with uncertainty. But you've invested in certainty for so long that immediately you're here in the present, you're uncertain, your brain's going to look for something. There's going to be this feeling of trying to settle on something. And if you're not aware of it, if you're not careful, if you're not actually watching it, It's going to happen before you even know it. And you're not even going to know that you've done it because it's already providing you comfort and creating a bias. That comfort will actually create that sense of blindness. You know, you will not want to question whatever that comfort is derived from. And so immediately you're cutting off your awareness. So it's just this ongoing state. It's this ongoing unfolding of your ability to live without knowing what comes next or what it means about you or where it's all going at the end of the day. And we just get really uncomfortable about that. That's all it is, because that's reality. That's reality in a nutshell. Welcome to uncertainty. But we come into the world as pretty useless babies, you know, and that uncertainty is crushing if we were to take all of that in. And so we slowly learn to digest the world in bite-sized components that we called concepts. But then we get so comfortable with the size of those concepts that we never break them down. We never look at the world behind them. And that's the process of getting older, or rather not of getting older, but maturing. You're maturing in that you're cultivating an understanding over time that your fictional world, the ideas that you have, the concepts that you have only ever been a way for you to try and deal with reality. They've never been reality.
Yeah. And the whole time it's like that learning process of how to do things, you know, how to do the right thing or live the right way. And, you know, we have different things that we look to and look at throughout our life that tells us, you know, the right way to live, the right way to act, but it's never your way. You know, it's never your way of living or acting. And so I've been feeling all sorts of different feelings involved in just like, you know, what do I want to do with my life? What's the decision that I want to make next? And like really taking that in, like that it can just come from me and my considerations, and like how many considerations I'm taking in, you know, will shift those perspectives. And at the same time, it's like, I still don't necessarily know what those are, but like, if I'm taking in all the considerations, then it, you know, shifts that and changes it. And then as I go through things, as long as I'm accepting myself and like being kind of cool with things as they go, it's a lot lighter for sure. That state of relaxation of just being cool with yourself as you go and not, you know, trying to judge that as you go, assuming that you know something.
That's it, right? Like, there's just so much invested in the idea that we know something. And it's not that we don't know things. We just don't know everything. We just don't know everything. That's all there is to it. It's like, I'm sure if I do this, it will lead to this. It's like, you don't know that. You know, and this is why it's, again, and this is all just me. This is all just my own life. I tend not to invest in any specific outcome. You know, we were talking earlier about the Dualistic Unity Retreat Center and ultimately what we hope to do or what we would like to do should the opportunities present themselves as Dualistic Unity continues to grow and just offer people a place to go year round. Tickets a lot cheaper if you want to come to a retreat, but also a cannabis cultivation center and psychedelic assisted therapy and you know, alternative energy, doing all kinds of stuff. The point is it's just a fun place to kind of experiment and live as you choose to live and to show that that's possible. And that's a wonderful vision. It's lovely. Don't get me wrong. It's fantastic. In the same way that, you know, once upon a time, the idea of having retreats or even having a community of people that had this conversation seemed lovely. You know, it seemed like a great idea, a vision of what might be possible. But it was one of those visions of finding your spiritual tribe, as it were, that led to a lot of pain and suffering and frankly frustration, you know, and not being able to find those people and then settling on people who kind of like mixed me and then trying to get them there, you know, like that whole thing. And it really just, and so over time, I've really just let all of that go. You know, I didn't expect the podcast to happen and I didn't need it to happen. You know, I didn't expect the retreats to happen. I don't need them to happen. I didn't expect our Patreon groups to happen, and I don't need them to happen. You know, if they were all to end tomorrow, I would move on with my life, continuing the lessons and learning from the entire experience, right? And trying to look at it in a way where it's not about me. It doesn't mean something that, you know, that was a failure. You know, how is it a failure? Did nothing but add to my life. Right. And so I don't need it. I don't need any of it. You know, I don't need this conversation. I don't need any of that. But because of that, man, do I appreciate it. You know, I really do. Because there was no rush to get here. There's not even a thought that I would. You know, no need to. I let all that go. I let all that go and I enjoyed my life without all of you. And it's really important to recognize that I enjoy my life without all of you. I want you to have the same. I want you to enjoy your life without all of us. You know, without me. I want you to enjoy your life for you. You know, because I don't know what's best for you. Andrew doesn't know what's best for you. I don't even know what's best for me. But what I've recognized over time is I've never known what's best. But it's my fighting to know what's best that's created so much conflict for me, created so much of a necessity to rush or a fear of trying, you know, that I'm just not willing to do that anymore. And if you want to talk about that process, cool. That's great. I love it because it's a great conversation, you know, but I don't need to have it. You know, you don't need to have it either. You can have it with yourself, you know, but if you're going to have that conversation, it's very cool that we get to do it together. You know, we don't need to, but why the fuck not? And I think that's the whole point. You know, enjoy this moment for you. You know, listener, hi, enjoy this for you. You know, and this is just, we're just doing our own thing. You know, it's really just making the most out of every moment you have. It's another conversation we had earlier as we were hiking through the city of Nanaimo. Shout out, city of Nanaimo. We were walking along and it was about, you know, this idea that there's a right choice that we should make, that we have to make the right choice. What is the right choice to make? And over the course of my life, I've really found like, you'll never, ever know. You'll never, ever know. And you could make a choice that leads to an unforeseen consequence, and you will. Absolutely. But what do you do with that? Right? Because it's not about the right choice. It's about making the most of any choice that you make. Because then every choice is the right choice. But if you always make a choice thinking there's a better choice, it's never the right choice, is it? Because it lives in a world of comparison. Instead of you making the most of it and actually sinking your attention into it.
Yeah, because then it's like your life is just choices, and then you're always trying to find the right choice, the correct choice, the right answer, the correct thing to do. But if that isn't so much what you try and focus on, you know, making the correct choice or making the right decision, then there's the opportunity to make the most of any decision that you make, because it's not about making the correct one. It's about making the most of it. You know, like right now we're here in person, being able to do more.
It's been fun.
In person, and just like get to know each other more even. And that's informed, you know, the conversations that we're having. Like we just had a conversation that's informing this conversation right now. And it's just making the most of the moment that you're in, the experience that you're in. And, you know, with dualistic unity, like for me, it's been very much the process of me recognizing that this is like my thing, like my life, and I have opportunities to talk about things and share that perspective that, you know, if I hadn't jumped into a couple other things throughout my life, I wouldn't be here. You know, I wouldn't be willing to even express myself without the thought of like a notebook in front of me or some sense of like what the topic's going to be for the day. Like, without any sense of that, like I can just live my life, express what I'm doing, and not assume that I'm necessarily doing anything wrong, because who am I to assume that? And who am I judging? You know, like who am I judging when I think I'm doing something wrong? Like there's not two of me. Like I'm not judging myself. I'm just focusing on that to give me something to know, to allow me to assume that I know something. And that's what so much of this comes back to, is assuming that I know, that I could know. And so if I don't know, if I'm feeling uncertain, then I'll just assume I'm doing something wrong and then give myself that hit of knowing something. Now I know that was the incorrect thing to do or say or way to experience something. I know it for sure. Absolutely know.
And with that, I oddly feel better.
Yeah. As I whip myself as I'm going through.
Then, man, I followed that path right up to suicide. You know, I was so sure that I was worthless. And I didn't want to let that go. I was holding on to it with both hands. You know, because of my story and my life and my perceptions of my past and what it meant about me and all of that. I was so certain about all of that. And then when people would try to talk to me, I'd be like, you don't understand. Instead of just taking it in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really the point is, you know, I remember at the end of it again, you know, just remembering like, maybe I can do something with all this. And that was really what changed, you know, it was just that. Maybe it's about what I do with it, not what happened. You know, it was just a willingness to just take it. It's like, well, it's just, you know, I can't do anything about the fact that it's happening or that it happened, but I can do something about what I do with it. You know, and there's no certainty in that, but there is certainly a level of freedom because at least it's your choice. You know, it comes down to you, you know, and with that responsibility to your response again. You know, there's just a lightening of the load because the only right choice at that point is the one that you're truly involved with, you know, because you start to recognize that the poor choices you've made were the ones that you weren't really making for yourself. The ones that you were making for somebody else's reasons, for somebody else's ideas, for somebody else's end result, you know, the promise of what somebody else says is going to lead you to happiness, all that stuff. And it's not that they're poor choices, but they don't feel like yours. You know, and that's why later on you look back at them, you're like, fuck, you know, but when you can go, no, it was still my choice, you know, it was still my choice to follow those people. All of a sudden you take that back. You're like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
I went down that path. I bought the hype, you know, like for sure. And why not? Because I was looking for a path out. I guess that was the point. Like there was a point where I looked back and it's like, you know, man, I've made a lot of selfish decisions. You know, I had made a lot of selfish decisions because I was trying to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I needed to. I was doing what I felt was absolutely necessary at the time. And then when I came out of that, I went, wow, there was so much unnecessary damage there. It's not that it was unnecessary because there was no other way that I could learn these lessons, not sincerely. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why people try to rely on, like, you know, the Ten Commandments, shit like that. Don't do these things. They're bad for you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about it now. It's like,
yeah, just follow those and yeah, not have to even consider anything else. And there's the certainty in it, right? As opposed to just continuing to take in all the considerations. But mm-hmm. Yeah, we just want this right way, correct way. Like, no, this is the way. This is it. This is the way to live. This is the stuff to the right way to act, even. You know, the assumption that there is that, or the assumption that you could know any perception outside of your own, you know, you could know how things are going to play out. You know, you do something and someone else is going to think this. No, you don't get that at all.
No, but it's kind of funny because you really start to recognize how much your reactions to people come down to your own fears, mm-hmm. Right? Like somebody says something, you get upset about it. You don't know they're looking at you. No. Like you don't know they're judging you at all. Right. Even if they think they are, they don't even know that they're coming from their own judgment. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you just react to it and you're just like, hold up. Why am I reacting to that? Mm-hmm. Right. Cause I'm insecure. That's fair. You know, and that's the point, is to be able to look at it for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and then not judge yourself for it. Mm-hmm. Pretty much it. I thought here would be an appropriate time to mention in 40 minutes, we will be hosting our call-in show, our QALL in show. It's a Q&A episode as well as a call-in episode, which means you can join us on the screen for up to 10 minutes. And you can also submit questions via Patreon. Right now, we have a post on Patreon where you can submit your questions, and then we can answer those questions for you during the show, or you can ask them in person and actually be part of the podcast episode. But there is a form that you will have to fill in, just saying, yes, you understand that this is going to be an episode and that you can't whine about what you said after the fact, that you have to just, you know, live up to it, put that shit out into the universe, and and then not look back with regret if you can. But absolutely, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yesterday was just amazing. Again, you know, the whole Fidelium thing. I don't know. Like I said, I could be doing anything right now. I really could be. Like, it's just kind of funny. Like, at one point, I was going to disappear into the woods.
Yeah.
You know, and then other points, I thought, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'll continue to grow my web design and marketing business. I hired some people underneath me. I had a painting crew at one point. Like, I've done a bunch of things. There's a bunch of things that I thought I'd do, and I don't invest in any one of them anymore. Like, even this one, like, this is what I'm doing right now. You know, it's not what I'm always going to do. That's right, listener. I'm not always going to be here. As much as you might want me to be, won't always be here. You know, I'll be doing something else. Like, I want to grow a bonsai tree. I want to learn to paint. I want to play some music. I want to do a bunch of shit, you know, and that's just the stuff I'm aware of. You know, if somebody would come up to me tomorrow and say, hey, have you considered, you know, architecture? I'd be like, oh, I have not. Let's check that shit out, you know? And what I like about Dualistic Unity is that because there's no niche, because it really is a conversation about conversation. It's a good way of putting it, right? Yeah. Right. It can become anything. You know, we have a cooking segment where we're just kind of shooting the breeze. We have a weed review segment coming up where we're just shooting the breeze. We're doing a local business review segment in the near future, going to different restaurants and whatnot. And the whole point is, we're just trying stuff out and sharing it with you. That's all we're doing, because we want you to do the same thing. Try stuff out and share it with us. You know, because the conversation that we have, although it feels very deep and profound and introspective and all of that, that's just kind of part of it. That's almost the easy part. You know, it's almost the easy part to stay in the cerebral, in the conceptual, in the discussion about living, rather than putting yourself out in life and not immediately reaching for that false certainty. You know, there is some comfort that comes from this too. You know, which is why I enjoy, you know, these extra segments, because it shows that we're not always having this conversation. You know, because we're not always having this conversation. It's definitely not part of our like 24-hour a day life by any means. Come to a retreat, you'll see exactly that. You know, we are just hanging out because that's what life is. That's what life is being able to be here and not need it to be more. Right? And then to allow it to be and to change and to grow and to twist and reflect your growth and your understanding as you continue on. That's it. That's what life is. And so we would be doing you a disservice to say, no, life is about memorizing these ideas and passing them on. Spread the word, good people, minister to you know, the world population. No, it's not about that. Live your life. Live your life. Enjoy your life. Make the most of your life and understand you're always doing your best, even when it doesn't feel like that. And if you look at what you've done and you're not happy with it, that very recognition in itself has changed you. There's nothing else you need to do. Just carry on.
Yeah. I thought for a long time that it was about, you know, getting some sort of message across, because it's an easy thing to put on top of just expressing yourself and being yourself. And like, it's another perception that you can hold on to about yourself, is a means of measuring, you know, how well can I talk about something. And you can talk and not do anything that's actually indicative of that talk. Like, you're able to, it's a possibility, and then share it in a way, like I share it through social media. It was like a very controlled environment, of course. And so, yeah, so it's fun getting into things and just like experiencing more. And even just since being here, like we've done a number of just in-person stuff and just like hanging out and bouncing around town and whatnot. And like all of it is just informing my life and my experience. But like, yeah, for me, it was absolutely conceptual for a while. And at that point, it's just another conversation instead of it being, you know, your life and informing the way you live and how relaxed you are. But it's like, it can feel good and feel like it's relaxing you a little bit, but it's actually, you know, getting into stuff and doing things.
I got to admit, that's one of the things I've really enjoyed about you being here over the last week, because again, we meet at retreats, we do our thing there. You know, we do go for walks here and there and have a chance to shoot the breeze. We have hung out in between. Like, we went to the concert in Vegas, you know, the Chris Angel show with Amanda. That was dope. Fantastic, fun experience, right? But even that, like, we're doing something.
Yeah.
Right. So now you're here in my life, at my place, sleeping in the living room. And you're seeing, like, I really just walk around. Like, I'm just not taking things too fucking seriously. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, that's gone. You know, I do my thing, I stretch, I do, but I don't overthink anything. Like, and that's the thing. A lot of people have this impression, like, Ray is walking around, you know, espousing wisdom, like, all the time. I'm like, no, I'm mostly being kind of a dumbass, you know, and not judging myself for it. Right? Because I like to learn new things. I like to try new things. I like to venture into parts of my universe that I don't necessarily find familiar. And because of that, I'm always going to have a little bit of, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I'm good with that now. Like, to me, that's exciting. Like, a music thing, I'm super excited about the music segment because holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would have never done that at one point. It would have just frozen me in my tracks. I just would not have tried. I would not. Or even going into that first episode, like, all the way up the hill going to their studio. And when Jeff was like, hey, do you want to do a music lesson? I would have just, like, my heart would have just been going, dude. I would have been like, oh my God, I'm going to look like such a tool. Oh my God. You know, and I have a podcast. And oh, like, I would not have. And now I'm just like, well, this is going to be fun. I'm going to be confused for a little bit. You know, I'm going to find myself fucking hilarious because, you know, I know I'm going to be like reaching for an answer. And that was what I find funny about that is you'll notice, like, it's so they, fuck, I don't know that one, you know? And it's like,
yeah. And just like, yeah. And as you go through things, just being able to, like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. And bouncing around and just, like, not having this so much of this idea of, you know, the right thing to do or the next thing or all of these, you know, plans down the road, you know, and being able to just be fully involved in where you're at, but not take yourself so seriously. Like, that's so much of it is just like not taking yourself so seriously, because I'll do plenty of things throughout my day and kind of just maintain this assumption that I'm doing things wrong or incorrectly or not in the best way, or can't do this or handle this or get into this. But every time you do, it's like you grow from it, and there doesn't, like, that assumption that you're doing something wrong is just as appropriate as not making the assumption. Like, it's not something you got to do as you go through your life at all. And it's crazy, like, sort of habitual addiction, it feels like, a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'd prefer to think I'm doing poorly rather than just not know. Yeah. You know, I just don't want to accept. I just don't know. I don't know how I'm doing, where it leads, or what the purpose of it is. I'm just going through it, and then it's going to turn into something else. And this is why I love the fact that it's really helpful to understand that when you're tense and stressed, you're always going to look like at your life like you're doing something wrong or should be doing it better. But when you are relaxed, all of a sudden you're like, I'm doing great. And everything seems appropriate. Mm-hmm. I could have never got to this state of relaxation had I not gone through that terrible fucking thing that I went through earlier. Isn't that funny? Like, we get to a state of relaxation, we're like, wow, that made so much sense. I feel so much stronger. But when we're going through it, you're like, my life is shit.
Yeah.
My life is shit. It means nothing. I'm never going to get anywhere. You know, and it's just so funny. Like, we don't recognize it's our, like, the step that we're on, our perception of that step really does dictate the journey that we think we're on.
Yeah.
You know, so I just prefer not to know.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, everything just fell out from underneath me. My whole life got reset after like an 18-year relationship. You know, what does that mean about me? I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't know. You know, and that's it. And just continue on, and you adjust, you heal, you move, you grow, you do all that. But the alternative is to continue to judge yourself like, I've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, this has to be fixed. You know, I need to see myself a certain way. I need, and there's shame and guilt and regret and all that stuff when you're just like, I just went through it, and then and now I'm doing something else.
Yeah. And the whole time you can just be involved in where you're at, and like all of these thoughts and considerations and everything don't have to dictate every move, you know, and there can be a lot in there that seem to need like just attention at all times and to be maintained. But if I don't feel a need to do that so much, then I can just be involved in what I'm doing and like continue to not know and just be able to look at my life and be like, yeah, I don't know how it's going. I don't know how I'm doing. Like it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's yeah, it's incredibly just light, you know, and to be able to bounce around and just like, oh, this makes sense now. Yeah, this makes sense now. Taking in all the considerations as I go and being informed by them. Yeah. And yeah, just setting myself aside in a lot of ways, you know.
Think about like, so we're talking about this feeling of uncertainty, this letting go, right? And all of the, you know, all of the ways that it changes your life to do so. Tell me this isn't exactly what religion is trying to come. We're talking about the reality of faith. The reality of faith, the reality of forgiveness. The reality of forgiveness is letting go of the story. Right? Like that's the point. And everybody's like, no, we got to believe in God mm-hmm. rather than just be reality. Be here. This is what it's all coming down to. This is what everybody's trying to talk about. It's just welcome to reality. Where you're uncertain and any idea of yourself is just you running. You know, it's just you running. That's all it is. You trying to digest all this in a way where you don't have to give up what you think you want. Right? Rather reign in hell mm-hmm. than serve in heaven. Yeah. Like, that's the point, is I'd rather, like, because otherwise, what's the alternative? To be in uncertainty and to just do what you're doing mm-hmm. and not know how it's going. That's service.
Yeah.
That's the definition of service. Like, I'm just, oh, this is next. Oh, this is next. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is next. And never once thinking to yourself, what do I get out of this?
Yeah. Every time. Yeah. And there's that assumption that like, oh, I should be getting something out of this. I should be getting, you know, rewarded for something. And it's like, that's not service then, you know, it's like just bouncing around your life and being involved in where you're at and just paying attention to it as you go. It's like, that's all you've been doing the whole time. That's all I've been doing the whole time, just with, you know, a sense that I know what the right thing to do is. I don't, but I can be informed as I go by, you know, more considerations in general, you know.
That's it. And that's maturity. That's growth. Like, that's what's always been happening when you really really sit back and look at it. You're like, oh my God, every year of my life, I've just been taking in more stuff and adjusting accordingly. Yeah. Right? That's exactly what you've been doing. Like, except that now we have this idea that no, you're going to go into school and we're going to decide what you're taking in. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden we have this very narrow corridor of learning. Mm-hmm. That doesn't include self-development. You know, and that's really it. But I mean, every year of our life, we've been just taking information and adjusting accordingly. You know, yeah. What really gets us is the fact that the information we're taking in is cherry-picked. You know, it's cherry-picked yeah. according to the fears and the need for control of the people who came before us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so we're always pushing that envelope. We're always pushing that boundary. I mean, which is why eventually, like over the last 1,000 years, information has become more and more available. Right?
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden, like books started being printed,
mm-hmm.
right? Because people want to know things. They want to push beyond, you know, their little world.
Yeah.
Right. And now we have information fucking everywhere and we don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? And I love that because that's the swing of the pendulum. It's like, hey, here's all the stuff you think you know.
Yeah.
And you really don't,
yeah.
you know, and that's really it. And it's just because we want to settle on something so badly.
Yeah.
Like we really do. And it doesn't matter what it is. We just want to settle on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Big Bang. The universe started with the Big Bang. That's it. And it was 16.8 billion years ago. Oh, hold on. We just adjusted the math. 30 billion years ago. Nope. Hold on. Might've been longer. Right. Just wait. But don't worry, because way back then galaxies couldn't have existed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the environment wasn't right for it. Holy fuck, that's a giant galaxy. Really close to the beginning of time. That is not what we expected at all. And then later on, it's like, well, you know, it could actually be a lot of big bangs that are happening simultaneously. Then again, this could be just one universe in this fact. And everybody's just like, what do we settle on? Like, what do I, give me something to say. This is what this is. Yeah. And that's what we want. We want something. Just say, this is what this is. This is what I am by contrast. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I can settle on that. Yeah. And that's just so funny because we've settled on this idea of ourselves as being tiny little balls of meat rolling around a rock that's hurtling through space rather than reality itself in motion. Because the idea is always a limited version of the truth. The idea is always divisive. If it's something, it's not everything.
Always. Yeah. And just having that idea of when the Big Bang happened and that informs, you know, history and everything, and that all ties into this making sense of even the situation that you're in. Like, you need all of those sort of strands and stories and like an idea of a point like the Big Bang where it, you know, started, exactly. You know, where it began, because that informs everything in between. But as you, you know, continue to maintain that previous perspective, you know, it's like, it's, yeah, it just settles kind of everything, and it settles you into this story, you know, and this idea of what you're doing and how things are going and how you're living your life, because they go kind of hand in hand all the time. How am I doing? My life goes hand in hand with my perspective of myself. How are things going right now? You know, it goes hand in hand with this, you know, perspective of being able to know myself, what I am. Like, damn, no.
Never no, and any self I think I know is a pitiful little thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So pitiful, in fact, that I'm really worried about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's amazing to mm-hmm. me. Like, that whole yeah. thing is just amazing to me. Somebody was just asking, any tips for staying present? Yep. Remember that the you're thinking isn't present, isn't you. You are the present.
You are always the present. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not the you that you're thinking about. Ever.
No, because that you exists in time, which makes it impossible to be present.
Yeah. It tries to, you know, you try to maintain perspectives of how things are going. Like, you can't, you know. So anytime you have some perspective of how something's going or how you're doing, it's like it's not what's actually going on.
Nope.
Or how things are going at all. But it's this perspective, like I can know how things are going. Can't
see. And this is something that I practiced every single day I was in the woods. Every day when I'm like, I'm cold and I don't have dry wood, I better go look for some, and I don't know I'm gonna find it.
Yeah.
I don't know I'm gonna find it. Right? In terms of food, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, some days you're just hungry. Yeah. Some days you're just cold and you just settle into your blanket and like, I'm just going to sit here until tomorrow comes back because the light's gone down. Like, the sun's gone down. It's dark now. Like, you just learn to make the most of what you got.
Yeah.
And if you don't have anything, you fucking sit through that shit mm-hmm. and then realize after it's over that you could.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so much strength and everything else to gain from life if we just embrace the experience of it, regardless of our preferences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that doesn't mean tolerate people abusing you by any means, but embrace the opportunity to stop them from doing so.
Yeah.
Embrace the opportunity to learn why you take that shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even why they're doing it. Because it's all an opportunity if you look at it. Or you can go, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
And you will never learn a fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just being able to settle in to where you're at and just make the most of, you know, whatever you're doing, whether you're, you know, camping or hanging out or, you know, on a live stream. It's like, yeah, we can take this anywhere we want, and just settling in, making the most of, you know, whatever stuff you're going through or dealing with. Like, it's all we can ever do, you know, just doing my best as I go and not taking myself so seriously is not necessary. I don't have to.
Exactly. And again, exciting. We're interacting with people who are literally not only playing themselves, but teaching us to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's dope, right? Like, as a reflection of the work that you do in your life, you've made choices that have led you to opportunities to embody the lessons that you've been learning. That's life. Yeah. That's what life does. This is why I say, like, looking into the future, you are forgetting that you're not going to be the same you when you get there. You're not going to want the same things. You're not going to have the same priorities. And yet we keep wanting to look 10 years down the road and go, this is what I'm going to want. When tomorrow could change your mind, let alone 5 years down the road. Imagine investing years into a trajectory to get there after 5 years beforehand going, I don't know if I really want that, but I'm so sunk into it now. Like, that happens all the time. You know, let your life reflect what you are. Let your choices speak for themselves. Watch your life grow accordingly. You know, and that is not that complicated. It's not that difficult to do. You know, and that's what we're trying to encourage in ourselves. Just get in there. Yeah. Fucking make the most of it. Have faith in yourself. Let go and watch. Because the results speak for themselves if you just let them happen and don't need them to be something. But that said, we got like 2.5 minutes left. I want to remind everybody that we raised over $500 yesterday for Fidelium to raise awareness for them on the island. If you haven't checked out Fidelium, definitely go and check out Fidelium. If you can and would like to donate to helping expand their campaign, you can do so at the QR code that's on the screen. Dualisticunity.com/donate is another way to get there. We are going to come back in 17 minutes for our call-in show, which is also a Q&A show. So if you can join us, twitch.tv/dualisticunity, or you can go to YouTube to go to Dualistic Unity as well and watch the live show there. We're also on LinkedIn, which is dope. And we're going to be there for like an hour and 45 minutes. So we're going to have a lot of people hopefully call in. We're going to answer a lot of questions. Otherwise, we're just going to keep shooting the breeze. Yeah. So join us if you can. And thank all of you just for being here, for being yourselves. And I don't know, for I'd like to say it's kind of exciting for me to know that we are a reflection of the work that you're doing. That this experience that you're having is a reflection of the work that you're doing. We're not doing shit for you. You're doing it. We're just reflecting it. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just reflecting what we are all the time, which isn't separate at all from anyone interacting, from anyone watching. So, yeah, knowing that is exciting, you know. But yeah, the Fidelium thing
for sure. And shout out to Deborah, who today on a walk. Andrew and I were just leaving a dispensary, and all of a sudden we hear, Ray and Andrew? And we turn, and Deborah is standing there, who lives here locally, and was good enough to get out of her car and introduce herself to us. So we look forward to seeing you around town. Deborah, thank you so much for saying hi. It definitely made our afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Anybody else in the Nanaimo area? We are now going to karaoke regularly. Check out the Quarterway Pub because their food's amazing. And they do karaoke on Fridays and Saturdays, and sometimes we're there.
Yeah. No, that's incredible. Deborah, it was a blast meeting you today. Really liked the sweatshirt you had on, too. I think it's a bench. Nice dark sweatshirt. Yeah. Looked awesome. So hopefully we see you around. You know, maybe at karaoke one night. We do thoroughly enjoy hanging at karaoke and getting into those songs, because yeah, Friday night was pretty crowded, so it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Absolutely. All right, we're gonna wrap up here. We will see you all in 15 minutes. twitch.tv/dualisticunity or YouTube or LinkedIn or X Twitter or any of those. We will also try and stream from Instagram, but it won't be in this format. So we'll talk to you in a bit. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.